The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed into the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I'm very worried, very scared.
I had to start again.
We will do whatever is necessary
my children and my wife
to protect America and Americans.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
There's no reason for this. There's no excuse for this.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. God bless the USA.
Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War.
Some of the casualties are in the collapsed building and buildings around the World Trade Center. I'm told that it's just a scene of rubble and utter devastation.
This country will rebound, and what can you say in a situation? There's just not a lot we can say.
This is something that's affecting everyone directly.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
And I'm proud to be an American.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
17 years ago today, in fact, this time it was the attacks were well underway in New York. The resulted in over 3,000 people being killed that day in the World Trade Centers and in Pennsylvania, when the plane crashed there. 17 years later, we are still engaged in combat in Afghanistan. The things that happened from that day, of course, it began our country's longest conflict. And from that day, the Taliban in Afghanistan were chased out, many of them destroyed. Saddam Hussein toppled in Iraq. The people of Iraq given freedom and the ability to vote. The country put back on a much more even keel until we pulled our troops out during the Obama administration and with Hillary Clinton. The Middle East is again in turmoil. Syria is a cauldron of intramural firefights, rebels against the Hassan, the leader of Syria. The Libya is warring factions are still fighting there. Egypt's democratically elected government overthrown by the military because they thought they were too fundamentalist. See, Iran still looks like it's building nukes. Or trying to, and is a primary funder of terrorism there. But what's happened in America since then? We've had thousands of young men and women killed. We had tens of thousands wounded. And we're still here in Afghanistan. I'm still not sure what's going to happen there. Maybe at some point we need to declare victory and move on. But other things that have happened, when we look at it, is and even into from 9/11 itself, Linda and I had the opportunity to visit Ground Zero here earlier this year, and I can't begin to tell you, if you have not been there, that it when you see this, when you see Ground Zero, the effect it has on you, when you think, you know, because you remember seeing all the towers under attack, and so many times, you know, World Trade Towers, but in so many movies, so many shows, that they were just, you know, there always in the background, and then to see them that day collapsed, I was ordered in there several weeks later, and saw the rubble, the tens of thousands of tons of rubble, the smoke still rising from the destruction of the towers, the smell, people looking in New York still in a state of shock, but still moving, still working. And now it is a memorial to those who have died. And if you ever get a chance to go back there and see it, I heartily recommend it, because you're going to have a chance to see the stories of people. And you're going to see, you know, if you remember all the papers that were blown out of these buildings, well, they have a lot of those papers. Some of them are letters. Some of them are just, you know, business things charred around the edges. Pocketbooks of a lady who had everything in there, and she was killed, but they found her pocketbook. It's in the memorial there. Fire engines burnt, melted. Parts were melted. Others with destroyed when parts of the building fell down on it. The number and the 300 and something firefighters, and we are well aware of what firefighters are, you know, our heroes that go in there. One photo really to me signifies what it meant. All these people are heading down the tower. And coming back up, it was a young man. He was the first in the group of the firemen. He looked like he was in his maybe late 20s. He's looking straight ahead. He's coming up there. You can tell that, you know, he's looking at, you know, what's going on. But he was moving up those stairs to see if they could rescue people. And, of course, he was probably one of the ones also that was also killed that day. And that kind of symbolizes what happened on 9/11 is those attacks, the number of people killed, but the heroism of so many people, a civilian at one of the firms who is head charge of their security, disobeyed what they were announcing. Oh, no, we don't have to leave in Building 2. We don't have to leave in Building 2. Well, he got all of his people out of there. Had them evacuate down the stairs, and then he got them all out. He saved, you know, hundreds and hundreds of lives. Then he turned around and went back up to see if there was any more, and he did not make it out. Another story of a young man wearing a red bandana that was kind of his symbol. It was his red bandana he wore around his head, you know, when he's out on athletics and sports. That his dad told him that you always have a handkerchief but then you have a bandana if you have to blow your nose or do anything like that. So he always had one. It was a red bandana. Survivors came out talking about this young man who was wearing a red bandana that helped him down, opened up doors, helped him get down the stairs, kept going back up. And the last time he was seen was when he went up to help a number of firefighters get their equipment up higher up in the building collapse, killing him too. His mom found out about it like 6 months later when she was wondering about her son. She knew her son had been killed. And people were talking about this young man with the red bandana, and she found them and showed them a picture of her son, and they said, oh, yeah, that's him. So there's part of that is also in the memorial. Anyway, today out there at the Giant Flag, they're having a memorial service, and Bob Blongy's out there, and hopefully he'll be able to call in at some point and have somebody in there to talk with us. But today we're going to be talking with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Khan, who is a very well-known heart specialist here in town, and of course Casey Fox, the CEO out there, about the impact on smoke that the smoke is having on people and what we can do to kind of protect ourselves. Many more things we're going to be talking about today, but we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John and Sarah started this business 9 years ago now, and have been a success because of their customer service. It's just outstanding customer service. They have everything you'd possibly want in a firearm selection and all the accessories, plus Seth Stoke, is the man that teaches the concealed carry, hunter safety, ladies-only classes and all this. And Seth is the, by the way, how everything touches, is a brother of Jeremy Stoke, who was the fire inspector that was killed during this fire. Of course, our thoughts and prayers went out to him, too. But Bastiani Arms, veterans get discounts. You know, we need to do business with our local people here. And Bastiani Arms is the place, only place I go to buy my firearms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop on by at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is the 9/11. 2018, 17 years from that. The weather is going to be, it's 57 right now. It's going up to 87 today. We'll give a further, you know, a more comprehensive weather report here in the next, over in the next couple breaks. The air quality index, is looking a little bit better today. We've just got a lot of things going on. We had something sent to us on Facebook, and I'm just trying to check it out if it's true, and I'm not going to say anything, even though it was sent from a variety of people. Because sometimes you see things that are sent over Facebook that aren't true. So we're just checking it out right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. That's right. They have a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry. They specialize in tree trimming service, stump grinding, and guess what? Reduction of the fuel ladder around your house. They're going to go out and they're going to trim, cut, whatever it takes to give you some defensible space. And if your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of services. That's right. 2 free hours of services. It's locally owned. It's operated by Tom Yeomans. Give them a call at 530-200-8123. They're from right here in town. They're going to come out and help. They can help you also plan for the future when you've got, you know, you have a lot of maybe brush out there and you can't quite take it out. And you're thinking, well, it might be far enough away. Well, maybe it's not. Why don't you have them look at it? Cal North Forestry, again, 200-8123. Okay, and speaking of defensible space, let's talk about fires. HERS fire is 97% contained. 46,000 acres, and the Delta fire, 50,000 acres burnt since last Wednesday, and 5% contained. Now, good news, the I-5 is open. Not so fast. The I-5 is open, but it's only one lane in each direction, and the no flammable loads are going through there. If you've got wood chips, if you've got hay, if you have gasoline, you're not allowed through. You're going to have to keep going out on off the 299 and keep going around the fires. But Delta fire has joined the HERS fire, but the HERS fire is contained. Of course, CAR fire is contained, but Delta is running wild out there. Were you able to get through, Jared?
I was.
And was that a...
Well, apparently there was this a similar threat to someone plays in L.A. County with high schools.
Yes.
And there was some vague email, apparently, to Shasta, or to the principal, but it didn't specify Shasta High School.
And this is what they said, right?
This is correct. I just got off the phone with them. And so, again, it was vague. So they said they just wanted to take precautions.
Okay. So what this was there was something came out on Facebook. The principal of the school sent it out, and it's just exactly like that Jared said. It was a vague threat. Received an email from an unidentified author from a website that was created to send anonymous emails with questionable content. This particular email contained references to a possible school shooting scenario. Did not give a day, but did mention 9/11. And Shasta High School is not specifically referenced, but we are taking precautions nonetheless. This is the same website that was used to shut down the school districts in L.A. and attempted to do the same in New York, although this email is from an unidentified author and originating from a website used for sending anonymous emails. We are taking it seriously. I've been in contact with the Reading Police Department and working closely with them. We will be having school on Tuesday, and there will be a police presence. Now, if you remember, this came out before, as you know, it just kind of ticked my memory. L.A. shut down, but New York just kept going. and there was nothing had happened. Again, it was an anonymous threat, vaguely referencing. There is enhanced police presence at our Shasta schools and Shasta High School. Okay, thanks. That's what I was looking for. Before I go out and say something that we get, even though that it, you know, it looks like it's true, that we still like to check on it so we can not pass too much of a bum scoop. So we won't be doing false news. Speaking of false news, now hopefully this one is not false news. It seems like the FBI, they've found some leaks that they found. You remember this guy, Stolk, the FBI agent, and in his girlfriend, Paige, from the Department of Justice and the FBI, it appears that they newly released text messages showing anti-Trump FBI official Pete Strokes and Lisa Page discussing a media leak strategy amid the Russian probe, and it rekindled a lot of criticism. So there, his lawyer, Stokes' lawyer, says, no, they were just talking about how to stop the media leaks. Yet another email message that went out said, a phone message went out and said, well, talked about the Page papers. And guess what? 2 days later, a newspaper article about Carter Page came out. You know, obviously that's what the text messages were talking about. But it came out talking about how Carter Page had done this and this, and this hits the papers. So it seems like we have at this level, as since, you know, Stocksman, they fired this guy. And, you know, and you kind of look at it like there has to be a lot there before they're going to fire somebody from the FBI, especially at this type of high-profile time. It appears that they're, you know, maybe Trump's not crazy, as some people like to think, and saying that, hey, there was a, if you want to talk about collusion and conspiracy, maybe you ought to look at the FBI. And not all the FBI. And frankly, talking to some people that know FBI agents, that work with FBI agents, they're embarrassed, terribly embarrassed about the FBI, their leadership, not what they're doing. These guys and girls are doing really good job, you know, doing really good work out there, putting their lives on the line and this. But they're looking at their higher-ups, the bureaucracy that has obviously been politicized and took sides. And did what they could to derail the Trump election, and then after he was elected, doing anything they can to make it look bad. Anything they can to say, well, wait a minute, you know, this was not legal. And I can't help but think is that, you know, why isn't the Department of Justice launching, I mean, just, you know, a full-bore investigation on these two? He was fired, but if this is truly done, and you talk about collusion and that, you know, two people or four people or 100 people getting together to do this, there's, you know, somebody's got to pay for this. Unlike the IRS, which was weaponized by Mr. Obama and his people, that went after and I'm not saying Obama knew about it, okay, but it was under his regime, that they went out after conservative groups. And after it was proven that they did that, then nothing happened to the lady that was in charge of that, except that she was able to retire at her 100,000 plus salary, and she even when she refused to testify in front of the Congress. You know, see, there's another grand jury type, and I'm not going to get into Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is, you know what, she walked. And she will walk. I can't imagine them coming back again. They could. Maybe in the second, term of Donald Trump, as many people hate to think that. But when you've got an economy that's leaping and forward the way it is, that you even have the New York Times saying the economy is really strong, it's doing great, that workers are getting higher wages, that it's less people unemployed than ever before since like 1965. You've got to be looking at and this is with the, I would say, 90% of the media, everything they write out of, you know, especially if it's in New York or L.A. and Washington, everything coming out against him. And yet he still keeps moving forward. It's like it just, you know, he's like one of these, it's like a battleship that they just keep, like old Ironsides. They keep shooting it. It keeps bouncing off the sights, and he just keeps going forward. Always perfect? No. No. But we're moving forward in so many different directions. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll also have a break here, too. And this portion of our show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Many of the people at Cornerstone were also touched by this fire, evacuated, lost homes, and all this. But they're here to help you move forward, move your dreams forward. At Cornerstone Community Bank, head on down to 1845 California Street or 150 East Cypress Avenue, and head down and talk to them. See what we can do. If there's some help that they can give you, if there's guidance, if they can mentor you through some of this, they want to do that at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on 9/11, 2018. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's 57, around 57 degrees, going up to about 90 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We got the air quality index we're looking up right now. It's pretty good today, considering it was like in 360 yesterday and it was 700 last week. Though I understand that, and of course that always depends on where you're at in Redding. If you're at the Palo Alto, Cedro area, it was a lot better. So what do we got around here? It looks really good from
now,
here.
Right now, downtown, it's 59 and 87, the two closest.
Oh, they're by Turtle Bay?
Yeah. And okay. If you go a little further north, it gets bad. We have one that's 301 in Shasta Lake.
Well, you've got the Delta Fire running through there.
Right. But right here downtown, it's pretty decent.
Wow,
today.
This is one of the best AQIs, air quality index readings, we've had in a long time. So I'm here with Casey Fatt, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
And you brought in the world famous Dr. Khan.
World famous.
Good morning, sir.
Why don't you move in just a little bit on that, or pull that up a little bit? That'll work. We're here. One of the things we want to talk about is the impact of smoke on people that may have different health problems. And doctor, you are the heart man here in town. Does smoke, all the smoke coming in, what kind of impact can that have on people?
Well, it certainly does, especially if somebody has lung or heart disease. The difference when wood burns and fire smoke, they cause very, very fine particles. And these particles can penetrate very deep into the lungs and can certainly worsen symptoms, especially if somebody has asthma, COPD, emphysema, and can cause symptoms in patients who have heart disease. What we also need to realize is that a lot of our teenagers and children still go outside and participate in sports, and they have a greater breathing capacity per body weight because their lungs are growing, mm-hmm. and they breathe more of these fine particles. And so certainly they can develop asthma and symptoms like asthma and, runny nose, headaches. Mm-hmm. If children or any adult develop these symptoms, and obviously do common sense stuff, stay indoors and try to avoid smoke.
Now, Dr. Khan, I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but we've got another, 20 minutes. And every time you come on this show, you leave me a takeaway. That, I just remembered it. I mean, I just remember it for years. And then I say it over and over again. Like, I think the first time you were on, you said, if you just go out and walk 30 minutes a day, it's going to add 5 years to your life. Just no matter what else, if you do that. And the next one was the days that the most heart attacks occur, I think, was Christmas.
Right.
And maybe the day after Christmas.
Correct. And
New Year's. And it's been years since you said that. But it had such a, it's like, whoa. Those are takeaways, and I've used them ever since. I just remind people it's going to be Christmas, and kind of watch yourself. So at some point today, I hope you give me another one here, because I can remember three. If it's over three, I may have a problem. But so I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but I'm sure that you're going to come up with something here. Now, Casey, over at the hospital, are you seeing a lot of cases like there are people coming in and it's smoke?
Yeah, we have seen some increased volume over at the hospital. Our ER has been a lot busier than normal. We are seeing some of those admissions, and we're starting to see some people. That's tapering off a bit as the air quality gets better, but we definitely saw a spike.
This fire, it looks like it's not going to be put out. Well, the car fire probably won't be out until it rains. Delta fires, we have no idea. It's 5%, and it's just still going for it out there. Thankfully, in one way, that the rains are coming. And on the other hand, when they come, we're going to have runoff.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with that.
Is runoff a problem? Stuff that, you know, that when it comes and it gets into our water and on the streets or anything?
Well, I'm sure it contributes and adds to it. Again, you know, common sense stuff. I mean, simple stuff. If you know, all these fine particles even settle on the carpet and try to avoid vacuuming. Even if you have to vacuum, because when you vacuum, you stir up these fine particles, and then you inhale them, and it can aggravate symptoms. Other measures to protect oneself is masks, and these ordinary surgical masks are not enough. I see people walking around with these plain surgical masks. There are certain cone masks that have a respiratory particulate matter, especially the ones that says P95 or N95 or P100 on the mask.
Right,
they will help prevent breathing these particles.
I see people, like yesterday, he was out with his leaf blower out here, right here behind us, and I stopped, and he comes over, and I said, you know, when you do that, you're just sucking in horrible stuff in your lungs, because he wasn't wearing anything, not a bandana, not a mask, anything. And I said, and not only that, but you should also stir it up in the air for the rest of us here, but you, they should give you, the guy that you're working for needs to give you a mask that does this. He goes, oh, and he mumbled something. He says, well, I'll get my bandana on, but thank you very much. And I said, well, you're welcome very much. I thought, well, it's better than nothing. Jared?
Oh, sorry. You just mentioned trying to avoid vacuuming, but eventually you got a vacuum.
Sure. But, so, you know, as the air quality gets better, there are air cleaners you can use in the house.
Right.
When conditions are better, then you can open your window to let the air out, and then as time improves, vacuum. But if you want to vacuum, also leave the house, you know, for a while and then come back.
Wow.
Also, you just mentioned you saw someone wearing a bandana and trying to protect themselves with that.
Well, what he said was he was going to get a bandana, and I went, it's not going to do any good.
I went to Winco the other day, and I saw someone holding their hand over their face.
That doesn't
do a thing.
You know, Doctor, what I saw was I had an ice cooler outside, and it was on that Thursday, the fateful Thursday. But on the inside of the cooler, it was black. So I took a hose and tried to wash it out, you know, like you would ordinarily. It wouldn't. I got a lot of it, but I ended up having to take a rag and wipe it out. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, is that the kind of things that's going in our lungs?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything like this since Desert Storm, when we had the Iraqi forces lit off all the oil wells.
Sure.
And it was we saw stuff like that. Yeah. But so what you're saying is if we should try to keep ourselves inside, wear the mask. What about the kids that are playing football? Should we worry about that? I know they kind of put it off a little bit, but
if you notice that these kids have symptoms, the runny nose, the coughing, the headache, then those patients are vulnerable, and you should try to avoid those, have them go outside and expose themselves to the smoke.
Okay.
Just to mention, for the football, last Friday, I think UPrep was actually canceled, or their school day was canceled, but they had a football game that night, but they ended up playing in Palisadro, where the air quality index was
closer, a lot better.
Closer to 50.
And they were. I know some of the games were later, too, trying to let it settle down, let the wind blow stuff out of there.
Well, by the time the game time started, it had diminished quite a bit, but they still went out of to Palisadro to play.
The ones I can, you know, besides football, also they have, this is the time cross country is running, and those kids are out a lot, breathing in, sucking in the air like that. Even if they're healthy, will this have maybe a long term effect on them?
I'm not sure about long term effects and whether it'll affect them long term, but certainly if you have underlying heart or lung disease, then it can exacerbate your condition.
Actually, you know, I know a lot of people now are coughing, like me. I don't cough, but I've been coughing lately. You know, is it because of this? It's just kind of accumulated in my passages. But I don't have to worry about this being long-term as long as I don't have. Okay. Right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I am with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Khan, a well-known, well-respected heart specialist here in town. I got to meet him when I got a false reading over it doing a stress test and ran down there slowly the next day. And you put me through the whole thing where they take, you know, you put stuff in you and take shots of your heart, like 86 different pictures. And they got me in right away to tell me everything was okay. I mean, there was not having, oh, gosh, you have to wait a week type.
Peace of mind, you know. If you have an abnormal stress test, obviously it's a concern because there could be something real that could go on and cause a heart attack. So it's good to know that everything was well, and I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Oh, well, I am. But I remember that because you said to me, you said, I thought it was, you know, you said, this is what I thought it was. I think that their machine, because it was the same spot every time. And they didn't say anything when I got off the treadmill. So maybe they were used to it. But my doctor, and he looked at it, went, get in here. And then I got to see Dr. Khan. So that was the beginning of knowing and our relationship starting like that. Tenuous as it is, because I haven't been back in. But, okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children working on some
day? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Linda is still suffering from this cold she's got here. And you know, if somebody in your family, if they have a cold and they're sneezing and coughing during the night, and you're sharing it with them right there. But I hope she's getting better today. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training in Reading. It's Reading's Elite Fitness Center at 2345 Athens Avenue, over 21,000 square feet of cardio strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for a free week at www.edfitness.com. That's Everyday Fitness and Training right here in Reading. We're here with Casey Foch and the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kahn, a premier heart expert here in town that I think everybody knows by name or reputation at least. With the fires coming in like they have and the added stress on people, financial stress, like you were saying, Casey, mental stress from the fires, even if your house didn't burn down, it's the evacuations or sometimes even the survivor's guilt.
Right.
Are these things that can have an impact on people's heart and could lead to some problems?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is why we have so many heart attacks around Christmas and New Year as well. There's a lot of stress. There's family members that have passed, and people get together, the stress associated with the holidays, the financial stress. So I can imagine what goes on, but certainly stress can cause heart attacks. We have patients coming in with stress of a loss of a loved one, financial stress, divorce. They come in where the blood enzymes, heart enzymes, are elevated, saying they're having a heart attack. And when you go in, the heart is weakened. It's like a balloon at the apex of the heart, and that's all because of the stress and the catecholamines that are released. And if a lot of it is released, it can even dissect the coronary artery or tear the coronary artery, causing a major heart attack.
One moment or one time of stress could actually split your
Artery. Even if there are no blockages, it can split it. Now we know if somebody has a 40% or a 50% blockage in your artery, it usually doesn't cause symptoms. All those blockages have a little covering or a cap, like a golf cap. But when you have stress, that cap ruptures and breaks, and then it mixes with the blood and forms a blood clot and causes a heart attack. So everybody's vulnerable. So, and we have to learn to deal with stress. There's always going to be some stress or the other. But what you have to try to do, at least for myself, I have three things that I will think, what are those three things that make me happy? And whenever I'm very stressed, I try to do those things because it will help relieve my stress. because we're always going to have some stress, and we have to learn to find how to deal with that stress.
Are these private things that you do?
No. For me, one, it's to talk.
I mean, I didn't want to ask you to do something to, like you.
You know, three, for me, it's to talk. I have four girls, and to talk to my expensive daughters. but you know, as a matter of fact, I called my youngest, and she asked me what's wrong. Immediately, she knows.
Because she knows a dad calls. Okay, we got a little stress going on here.
And for me, reading a little bit of cardiology every day. If I could just read a little bit every day, it gives me a shot in the arm, and you know, makes me feel good. So whatever it is that helps.
Whatever you like, in other words. Yes. I mean, everybody's got a happy place. Is that something we should then, I mean, you're starting to get stressed, you're going to be going to a happy place?
Absolutely.
Where's yours? What's your happy place, Casey?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Probably watching a good movie, you know, something that just kind of takes me out of reality for a while, you know, because, again, you know, running hospitals, not one of the easiest jobs.
No, I was going to say that's going to be extremely stressful.
It is. There's a lot of people coming together with different educations, different roles in the continuum that we say. And so, you know, it's a challenge to bring everybody together. And it's been a lot easier up here, though. I'll be honest with you. Shasta's got SMRC's got some real quality physicians and staff. So, but still, there's a lot of stress. And you know, it's interesting. You know, when you look at, you know, we survey people how their stay was, and mm-hmm. As an industry, it was, you know, we've actually kind of struggled with that as an industry, because, you know, it's not like a trip to the Apple store, right? Or you know, going to Best Buy to buy a new
computer.
No,
you're going in there because there's something wrong with you.
You generally don't want to be there.
Yeah. You don't feel good.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times you're there's pain when you come in, and sometimes, you know, surgery, you're left with something without something you came with. And, you know, and so, you know, there's a, you know, how do you think my stay was? So, you know, but we still strive to make it a positive and somewhat more respectful experience. But boy, it's a stressful job. There's no question about it.
Well, I think everybody has it. But, you know, here's my takeaway then, Dr. Khan. This is good. You give me one every time. And this one is, even if you don't have blockages or heart disease, if you hit stress continuously, and if you hit a hard spot and you can't kind of de-stress yourself a little bit, that in itself can cause a tear in your artery, causing then, of course, a heart attack then.
Absolutely.
I guess just that stress from that moment, but because over the time it's kind of weakened it a little bit, but the surge can actually rip it.
Absolutely. It's called SCAD, SCAD, spontaneous coronary artery dissection. Spontaneous, no blockages,
and there's no indication beforehand.
No indication.
It's caused by that stress.
Stress.
Okay. Wow.
Fairly common in young women.
Really?
Yes.
I'll be darned. I guess, you know, by the time you get a little bit older, you've had a lot of stress at this point in my life. I've been stressed numerous times, though. My wife and I have find ways to stress each other, you know, just so, because I can't imagine not living with stress. What about that? What about people? I've only got a couple minutes, so I'm going to have to wait. Can you stay just for a couple more? Because I want to talk about adrenaline then. People that, like firefighters and military, and that running on adrenaline for days, weeks, months at a time, does that have an impact on their heart? And so I want to talk about that when we get back. Now, Casey, also I want to talk to you about the plan that you all have. You're working with the county on this, on a mental health plan.
On a mental health solution.
A mental health solution.
Definitely.
Which we...
NASDAQ, Micron Technology down $2.30, trading at $42.61. Integrated Device Technology up $4.69 at $46.76. Apple up $1.93 at $220.20. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy down 29 cents, trading at $77.02. Verizon up 43 cents at $54.56. UPS down 67 cents, trading at $123.67. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.95% and the 30-year bond 3.11. Over to commodities, gold is down $3.10 an ounce at $1,194. silver off 13 cents at $14.11 per ounce, and crude oil up $1, trading at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, yeah, and Susan is the first vice president of investments and financial advice over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 530-243-7561. She's an expert on what she does. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Khan, a heart specialist, renowned through the whole area, maybe the whole United States. Maybe the world. Anyway, you wanted to talk about it. Well, you know what? I just like I said, when you mention your name, I have yet to have anybody not just nod their head and smile, and you know, because of things you've done for our community and things you've done for our residents. And I'm talking about more than just helping people health-wise, but the other things that you do.
Well, giving back is a duty that all of us physicians have to the community. We've been blessed. We have a terrific profession, and I definitely try to bring some education to the community, as well as we have a conference that we bring for providers to help educate our providers. And at the end of the day, our patients benefit from it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's splendid. We're going to talk about the heart disease.
Well, so let's, before I leave, you know, mention to the audience the risk factors for heart disease and stroke again.
Okay.
Because there's some simple things they need to just focus on. Cholesterol is obviously the number one cause of death. So my question to the audience is, when last did you have your cholesterol checked? It is the single most important cause of death. Number two is cigarette smoking. Between cigarette smoking and cholesterol, it causes 66% of all heart attacks and strokes. Most, you know, we have 3,000 children that become regular smokers every single day. And 50% of those, half of those, are children of parents who smoke. Smoking is the single preventable cause of death. And if patients only know what they're inhaling, I mean, it's carbon monoxide that comes out of the tail of your car, it's arsenic that's the poison, it's hydrogen cyanide, the gas chamber, and nicotine that's used to kill insects. So this is what you're inhaling, and more than 6,000 carcinogens. And then, of course, high blood pressure. Try to keep your blood pressure at an average of about 130 over 80. Best time to monitor blood pressure is in the morning. When you check your blood pressure, try to be relaxed before you have any coffee. If you smoke, before you smoke. Otherwise, you've got to wait about an hour and a half.
Yes.
And diabetes. You know, diabetes is considered a coronary equivalent. If somebody has diabetes, it is the same as if though they've had a heart attack in the past.
Wow.
So we consider them coronary equivalent. So if you have diabetes, you're at high risk. And then alcohol. Very important. People who drink heavily, you know, those kids play with those orange fuzz balls. And if you take those little soft balls and put it in a bucket of water, it becomes boggy and heavy. That's what alcohol does to the heart. And if that heart gets weak from alcohol use, there's only two cancers. That's worse than that. Cancer of the lungs and cancer of the pancreas. Otherwise, an alcoholic cardiomyopathy or a weak heart from alcohol is worse than any other cancer. So these are, you know, risk factors that if patients have, please get checked out and get evaluated.
Okay, I have then two specific questions. And cholesterol, what should your cholesterol be average?
So the simple, you know, it's a great question because most patients come in and focus on the total cholesterol. They say, my total cholesterol is 180. That's not good enough. We need to know how much of that is good and how much of that is bad.
Right.
That's what's important. So simple numbers to remember is 50, 100, 150. So your good cholesterol should be more than 50. HDL, H for healthy, H for high, H for happy should be high. It should be more than 50 in a female. And for a woman, for a male, it should be more than 40. But so your HDL, the higher, the better. Your LDL, L for lousy, L for lethal, L for low, your LDL should be less than 100. So 50, 100. And then there's triglycerides, which is a kind of fat. Your triglycerides should be less than 150. So it's 50, 100, 150. So keep your LDL low, keep your HDL high. Now, if somebody has blockages and they've had a stent or bypass, then that LDL should be even lower than 100. It should be lower than 70, close to around 50.
Okay, now I've heard that fish oil, does it have any impact?
It can help. It won't harm you, but it's not very significant.
Okay, so how do you get your HDL higher? I understand it's exercise.
There's nothing except exercise. You can lose weight. You can become a vegan. You can starve. It'll help your LDL, which is the most important. But your HDL, nothing but exercise is the only thing that'll raise your HDL.
And if you walk 30 minutes a day.
So here's my takeaway. I'm going to stick with that exercise because I want to give you an example.
All right.
I had a 44-year-old gentleman who has no risk factors, on no medication, and exercises every day. One morning on the treadmill had some chest pain. He didn't think much about it, went to work. Next morning, got up, walked on the treadmill, had some chest discomfort again. And he said, something's not right, I got to check it out. Went to work, forgot about it. Third morning, got up, walked on the treadmill, had it again. So he called me. I put him on the treadmill. It was very abnormal. I did his angiogram that day, and he had a 99% widow maker.
Wow.
He needed emergent open heart surgery. Left main disease.
That's a very fortunate guy.
Very fortunate guy. Oof. But my point is this. He's at work every day and has no symptoms. 99%. But he felt it when he got his heart rate going. So I can tell you over and over, people who exercise, especially brisk walking, if you walk, you're going to get a warning. You're going to feel something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that exercise saved his life.
Because he knew what he felt like before.
Exactly.
And then when it, and 99% block. Because I know somebody that works out all the time, and the guy's a picture of health. He had a heart attack when he was 42. You
absolutely.
Know? And now it's and then he was working out all the time. But so it's just like you said. Dr. Khan has to run. He has to get to his office and help people. We so much appreciate you being here today, Doctor.
Thank you.
And we've given me two or three takeaways here again. But the big thing is the exercise. Yeah, 30 minutes
absolutely.
A day.
Absolutely. Brisk walking.
Okay.
And some people who cannot do 30 minutes a day, the guidelines say 150 minutes a week. So it works out to 30 minutes a day. So if you can do 2 days or 3 days, try to get in 150 minutes a week.
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Gotta feel like hell tonight. Tears of rage I cannot hide. The last can help you understand. Are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Nothing's true.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494 or spa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 9-11, September 11th. 17 years ago today, the World Trade Center and was three planes were hijacked. World Trade Center taken down. The Pentagon hit. Four planes taken. I'm sorry. The last one ended up in a field in Pennsylvania when the passengers counterattacked the terrorists and fought them. And the plane crashed into Pennsylvania. In fact, the memorial for that event just took place Sunday, I believe, or yesterday. It's about 56 degrees going up to 88 today. This whole week is going to be like in the 80s. And so it's going to be nice temperature-wise. AQI right now in downtown Reading is 80. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this part of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry is repairing small repairs, cleaning of all your jewelry from people caught in a fire, all that for free. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Casey Fitch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking about you're on your way down to the Board of Supervisors.
Correct.
Meeting.
Yeah.
You all are putting together a plan, and I've seen this. I mean, it's come out. Larry Lee's talked to me about it before, and we've talked a little bit about it, about a kind of a holistic approach of helping out mental illness. When I say holistic, I mean a multi-level way to help solve some of the mental health problems we have around here.
Right. Yeah, we definitely have some holes in the continuum here. And, we're at the point where we're going to go down. We have go down to the meeting today. We have a contract that's going through for inpatient services for behavioral health. And it's going to be a unit where it's going to be locked. And, the patients will be on what we call 5150s. And we'll be able to treat them and get them, generally what happens with this segment of the population is that they, for some reason, decide to stop taking their medications or don't have access to their medications, and then they have an episode. And so the objective for us is it's like a critical care unit for mental health patients, is to get them back in, get their drug levels back up and get them back on their medications and then get them back into a support system, because generally they fall out of that system and then they have a crisis event.
We're talking about the. I know they're talking about an area down where the Good News Rescue Mission is.
Right.
To building a or putting up building up for something like this.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I've been involved in that on the periphery at this point, but there's a model that's been real effective down in San Diego, and we're trying to replicate some of the elements of that program up here, and that element is that environment is basically going to be a full service type of a center where, you know, the patients, if they're discharged from the hospital or if they just need services, that they can come to and medical services, hopefully some, you know, law enforcement will be around if that's needed, but prescriptions, seeing physicians, getting some type of other type of help. And, you know, it's something that you have to, we really need to do that, because just this recycling, this circular, in and out and not getting people the help that they need to kind of break that cycle and get them into outpatient programs. And, you know, the community clinics do a really good job up here, but still people fall through the cracks. And so those are the folks that we're hoping to be able to help out as well.
Well, these people, and we see them all over town, the ones that are screaming at,
right.
Themselves, screaming at posters outside our window.
Sure.
Having a facility like that. We had Pam Dahl on yesterday, and there's a Veterans Resource Center here in town, Brad Long runs, that takes – veterans.
Right.
They found the one that was on yesterday, they found him under the Cypress Street Bridge,
yeah.
Wanted help, and now it's been like 14, 15 months. He's clean, he's sober,
right.
He's going to, you know, he's wanting to go to school, the whole thing. This is a kind of, but they had to, once they provided housing for him, they could do the rest of it. So is this a housing thing we're talking about, or just outpatient where they can roll in and roll out?
Yeah, it's kind of a bridge, you know. It's a bridge to get you into some kind of normalcy. I mean, you know, some people, you know, they have breakdowns, or they have long-standing mental illness. And then the other aspect is chemical dependency. You know, we call it a dual diagnosis, where you have mental health issues and then you have chemical dependency issues as well. And that's just a bad recipe. And so, again, getting, you know, like this gentleman, getting him into a program where he can get treatment and get help and have some access to, you know, that going across that bridge to some normalcy. That's what this is about.
Okay. I know that they're prepared to. I mean, they're taking this thing on full bore over at the county.
Right.
How important is the will this also have an impact on the amount of people that were put in jail, taking, you know, that cycle through the jail?
You know, yeah.
How many mental? I mean, let me just. This is not fair to you because you weren't there, and it's when we have a guy with a knife, and there's like four or five officers
right
around him, and he moves forward, you know, he's killed. It's obviously the guy is wacko, but you're coming at somebody with a knife. You're not going to live through that, or at least they're going to try to stop you. Mental health, as a mental health professional, being there to diffuse these types of situations is, you know, we haven't instituted that yet. But
that's a good question. We have actually. I mean, that
have we?
Yeah, de-escalation is one of the biggest tactics that mental health. You know, it used to be restraints back in, you know, a long time ago. It's just, you know, restraints or seclusion. You know, that type of, you know, whether it's chemical restraints or physical restraints. But, you know, we've gotten to a point in the industry where we've gotten away from restraints almost 100% of the time. And it's de-escalation and intervention that really. And I got to tell you, you know, law enforcement has done a good job of, you know, getting on board with that concept. Because, you know, you have to understand when they're the ones that are encountering these people right at the peak of their crisis. I mean, handling like they do and using non-lethal force and that type, and then de-escalation tactics and stuff. A lot of that stuff goes on that you don't even hear about now.
I totally agree with that. By the time you get to the one that gets shot, how many hundreds, if not thousands, because that's how many people they come in contact
sure.
with. Do they have to use their de-escalation techniques to, okay, let's calm this thing down
that's
here,
right.
you know, and,
yeah.
and by the time it gets to this one point,
yeah,
it's a, yeah. But it's still, you know, the people that I knew a person that needed to take meds for her problem,
her illness,
and she'd feel better, and she didn't want to take the pills, so she wouldn't take the pills.
Well, you know that's
and,
okay. So
and I'd say, you know what, you're right. Going downhill. You know, you've got right. to take those pills, and you could just watch her slowly spiral back into what she was.
Well, yeah, you have that bipolar disorder where you know, you've got the highs and the lows, and those that high is just euphoric, and a lot of times the patients don't want to take the meds because they want to experience that euphoria. And, you know, you were just talking about patients not wanting to take their meds, you know, because they don't like the way they make them feel, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, a lot of times they don't take their meds because of their, you know, dual diagnosis, their chemical dependency, where they lose the judgment to know that they're supposed to take their medications. And so you just got to get in and break that cycle. And a good inpatient program, which is what we're starting at Shasta, is, you know, and it's a program where you can be held 72 hours against your will. I mean, it's, you know, because you've been declared a danger to yourself or others.
And you're going to be able to hold them absolutely. At Shasta Regional
yep, no question.
For 72 hours yep. to get them off of whatever their right. that mental aberration state they've
been
in.
Well, to get them back on their medications.
Okay.
And, you know, and for, you know, maybe it was the
can
wrong...
Can you give them medications against yeah. their will?
You can. There are certain circumstances where you can do that, sure.
If they are a danger to themselves or others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You have to, there's a mechanism that we go through to do that. But, you know, and what I've seen over the years is... kind of moving away from oral meds into injections, and the injections last 30 days, and that's kind of what we've been experiencing. So those are uh-huh. things that we're going to be. You know,
how about
tackling.
Implants?
I don't know. I'm that's.
You know, I mean, I shouldn't say. Yeah. Is that what I'm talking about?
No,
because you
no,
can put medicine into somebody,
right.
you know,
sure.
inject it under
okay.
their skin, and it's
yeah.
good for you know
yeah. Yeah,
for
I'm
a
not,
long time.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a medication like that, but.
No. No, just wondering.
Yeah, no, good question.
Well, you know, yeah. You can use it on people for birth control, I would imagine.
That's
you could
right.
probably find some way so it's time-releasing
sure.
Chemicals into yeah. their yeah. But that, to me, seems like it might be a solution because if you're going to take a pill every day, you're not – that's going to be tough. But
it is.
That
it is
30
no
day, the 30-day injection's good, you know, because
yeah. –
and you catch them around the 20th day to give them the next one or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the cycle is, but, yeah, yeah. that's definitely – it's much long-lasting. Longer lasting and but you know but again we're you know and then we're looking also at starting a kind of bridging the gap after you know because we have whenever we discharge a patient we need to discharge them into a safe environment whether it's the regular hospital or behavioral health and so we're looking at outpatient programs to be able to discharge people into so they can still maintain that treatment and get that continuity.
How many outpatient programs do we have here that are, I mean, I know we've got Empire Recovery Center, and I know we've got, but the Shasta County Public Health, it's got like a $170 million budget. I realize it covers all of that, but how much is that for mental health, or do you know?
I don't know. I have looked at the budget, and I don't remember the numbers.
But it seems like it's up there.
It is, but a bulk of the outpatient work that goes on here with this population is done in the community clinics, like Shasta Community Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the name of the other one, I apologize, but the federally qualified healthcare centers have really, since healthcare, you know, since Medicaid expansion mm-hmm. during healthcare reform, they have really stepped up and been big providers in mental health and for outpatient. And so I'm pretty sure, and well, I know the county has an outpatient program as well, but a bulk of it goes on in the FQHCs.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, who's come in and hit the ground running, if I can say that. You've jumped into this mental health problem because you've done these programs before in the other hospitals you've been
sure.
in. And this is a huge thing for the community because we all know that we have a mental health problem in this community, that a lot of things that happen, a lot of people you see living out there, the homeless, the transients like this,
right.
you know, they've got mental health problems. And
yeah.
you can push them off. You can take, you know, there's some, of course, that are criminals and all this, but.
Well, you know, you what you just said, you know, the state of California prison system is the largest mental health provider in almost in the country. There are huge, huge mental health programs that go on.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it's
you know, and I don't want to beat the drum, but it would be nice to try to get out ahead of this before people, you know, de-escalate and wind up doing something that puts them in prison, because that's always not the – I mean, it's definitely never the right place to be. And so, you know, let's put a little money into it outside of the prisons and try to keep people on their meds and then get them off of the drugs or whatever, alcohol, whatever it is that they're taking, because that is a huge contributor to the disease.
You know, we could have a whole day of talking about chemicals and fentanyl and how that the impact that's had on people. This whole thing, it's kind of like it's just a cycle. And if you could break one part of the cycle, you might be able to, you know, you might be able to save somebody, which is what you're trying to do.
Yeah. This opium crisis is it's something we've just never seen anything. Well, you know, before when opium was legal in this country, and you know, in the early 19th century and late 1800s as well. You know, there's a reason why we made it illegal, and it is a very dangerous drug if it's not monitored medically. And you know, but unfortunately, most people get exposed to it, you know, through a legal prescription for pain medications, and then it just spirals out of control. There, it's an effective painkiller inside the hospital or being supervised, but it's a very dangerous drug, unsupervised, very dangerous.
And then the adding of the fentanyl.
Oh yeah, well that's just
magnified everything.
Yeah, that is, I can't imagine somebody wanting to take. That's unbelievable to me.
I don't understand it either. But for us, we don't understand it. We're not stuck in that.
Right. That's right.
So okay, Casey has to run to the Board of Supervisors because y'all are discussing today the.
We are. We're discussing a contractual relationship between the county and Shasta Regional to provide inpatient services to Medi-Cal patients and short boil patients.
Super. And then I know they're also talking about that sobering center. I think that's another huge step. You know, we need to step up and do that.
No question.
That's another big step we're doing. Yeah. So, Casey, thank you so much for coming in and spending this time and for bringing Dr. Khan, because he always comes in here and leaves me frightened, frankly. So what should my cholesterol be?
Well, he leaves you a couple of good pearls of wisdom every now and then. They're very memorable.
They are, you know. And, again, we go back into the if you walk –
that's 30,
if you do 150 minutes a week, you're going to live longer. So, okay, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. All your financial and insurance needs under one roof. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised? If we would just give up the idea of God. No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Used to work in a diner. Never saw a woman
fly. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda is still fighting that cold today. It's exactly 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on September 11th, 2018. It's 57 degrees going up to 88 today. Your air quality index is 91. It kind of fluctuates back and forth. The low tonight, 55. The weather report's brought to you and air quality index brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Reminder that the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament be at Churn Creek Golf Course Saturday, September the 22nd. Shotgun start, 10 a.m. $45 per golfer, includes 9 holes of golf and a barbecue lunch. They have all types of great raffle items and all this. For more information, call Pam at 227-7808 or check out or you can send an email to Nick Dahl, and that's D-A-H-L Memorial at charter.net. So, or if you have any questions, just give us a call, too. The Hurricane Florence, or Tropical Storm Florence right now, is heading toward Virginia and the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. 150-mile-an-hour winds. 150-mile-an-hour. You're looking it up right now. It's a Category 4.
I was going to say, it's not a tropical storm. It is a Category 4 hurricane.
Okay, Category 4 hurricane. And they're saying it could go up to Category 5. Now, how high does it go to? 5. That's it. 5 is the strongest hurricane you're going to hit. And a million people were told to evacuate from the Carolina coast and Virginia coast. And you talked to, there was somebody on the show last night on Radio Wasteland that was in Maryland.
Correct. And
he said he was the last one there.
Yeah. And the joke was here, I know it sounds bad to say joke, was he said, oh, yeah, I'm the last one here in Maryland. Florence is coming down. And then we said, oh, we're on fire, so let's just meet in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just we've got fires and earthquakes. They get hurricanes. And they've actually had a couple of tornadoes back there. But these hurricanes are coming through. A million people, the state of emergency has been called. I think Trump's already said, hey, we're hitting the state of emergency already. My parents had a place in a place called Emerald Isle. It had a condo in there. It's on the beach in North Carolina, down in Emerald Isle, along that area there. And after like the second or third hurricane that came through there, they sold it. They liked going down there, and it wasn't the first one right on the beach, but it was in between the first two. So when you had a great view of the beach, it was like a two-minute walk. You were there, and the beaches on the East Coast are really wide and really nice beaches, and this place was great, but it got kept getting hit by hurricanes and bust windows, and no matter what you try to do, it was destruction there. But they were getting them regularly. And then they don't have them for several years, but looks like Florence is back. Category 4 hurricane. Let me see here. I want to talk about the new United Airlines flights. We announced it yesterday, but we've got a little more information. So let's take a quick break, and then we can talk about more of the particulars about it and the businesses that really brought this, that helped bring this together on this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Lance Beck his dad started this, and Lance has continued and grown the business. So it's the largest one north of Sacramento, private security company with over 100 officers, over 200 clients. That includes helping out on the river trail, the power plants, the electric utility, the all types of public events, your high schools, your junior high schools, you name it, they are there taking care of it. Now they have a program that will have somebody at your business or your home in 10 minutes or less. That's right, 10 minutes or less. A trained officer trained to de-escalate situations. 243-0295, North State Security. We'll be right back.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me, there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack, or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it meant her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460, 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're on September 11th, 2018, 17 years today. And, you know, probably were, people were, you know, they're looking at the damage of the World Trade Towers, the attack on the Pentagon, and then, of course, the passengers battling it out with the terrorist on the flight that crashed in the Pennsylvania countryside, all of this. And how much our country has changed. And I think about it, and I think about how our country had come together so much after that, as we do when there's crisis. And I look at what's happened in Reading as one of those things. The fires has brought us together, and what can we do as a community to move forward? I hope, and I even pray that we move forward together, and then things don't start coming apart. Like it has in our country and at those higher levels where everybody's together, and then when it comes down to election, oh no, I know what he did. It's all different, you know, blah 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 blah. And look where we are right now, country divided. And it's taken a while to do. It's taken 17 years to go from where we were as a unity, a country that was united, to to help the people that were killed, their families, people that are rescue, our first responders, all of those, to help them. And then now we're at a point where we're at each other's throats. And I hope right here in Reading that doesn't happen. And I don't think it will, because we are, what can I say, we've got much more level heads than they do in New York and Washington, D.C. Yeah, I can say that. I think that we will we'll keep our eyes on the goal, which is helping move our community forward as opposed to tearing it apart. One of the things that helps move our community forward was what the announcement we talked about yesterday about United Airlines. And it may not seem important to people, but now having this airline flying into L.A., United Airlines is going to have L.A. flights are going to fly in the morning. Be here like 9:45, next morning leave at 6:30, heading back to L.A. Now, they're going to continue the flights to San Francisco. The cost of this flight will be approximately $250. If you fly from SAC to L.A., it's approximately $167. That's off of, off of the things that are right now, prices now. But if you look at the difference, by the time you drive down there and park and all this, to me, it is so much easier to fly out of here.
Jared? I'm sorry. I never heard this. You're saying that we have direct flights from Reading to Los Angeles?
Starting October 8th, buddy.
Oh, wow. Because when I was a kid, my parents lived in L.A., and I would make the yearly trip down to SAC to to fly to L.A. So, wow. I wish that had happened like 20 years
well,
ago.
Well, we had it there up here for a while, and it ended in like 2011. But it has a huge impact on our community, both in tourism but in business. And so how did this happen? You know, we've been talking about this now thing for years. They've been trying for 6 years, 7 years to get it back. So one of the ways that it happened was, besides the fact that the city was working hard, the Economic Development Corporation was working hard, was the businesses pledged $1 million to put in an account that said, look, if you're not pulling the money in after you've started this Reading to L.A., you know, round trip stuff, we're going to put $1 million in this that you can pull out of to help make up for, you know, maybe not making it in the first, you know, in getting it off the ground and getting it moving like this, or if you have a bad month. This money was contributed by our business, local businesses, and one of the key elements was Bethel Church. Put a lot of money into this. I know that other businesses all contributed. The Fly Shop. Fly Shop brings in a lot of people every year to fish here. And it's a lot easier if they can fly right into the town here. They get picked up, and they're out in the water literally that day. But Bethel, and this is some of the things that was pulled out of the article I saw on the Record Searchlight. Bethel, in 2016, Bethel Church, their staff flew 5.5 million miles. Wow. Yeah, 5.5 million miles. This is the staff. At a cost of $10 million on tickets. Now, you think about that. That's just the staff. What about all the people that are flying in here and staying here that are, you know, otherwise would fly into Sacramento and have to come in, or they'd have to do hit or miss in San Francisco? This right there plays a big difference because, as you know, flying in and out of San Francisco can be dicey at times. Flying in and out of L.A., I think, will be a lot more I think it's going to be more stable as far as flying. And you can the different types of flights out of L.A., I think there's more of a choice. So you've still got to make up your mind because it's still going to be another $200 on your bill if you're going to be flying out. But does that make up for the drive down to Sacramento? Does it make the, you know, cost of gas, your
it's
time?
It's a convenience fee.
It's a convenience fee. It is. And it's a $50 difference. So is that $50 difference, is that worth that? Well, but the other thing you're looking at is that's if you're flying from Sacramento out to other places. Now, if you want to leave from Redding, it used to be, is that you tacked on another $200 to fly from here to Atlanta, let's say, because you wanted to fly into Redding. It would be $200 cheaper flying from Sacramento to Atlanta because, you're not factoring in, you know, it's not that L.A. to Sacramento flight. So there's still more money, but it is a lot more comfortable to be able to leave here and fly back in here. I've done that before. You can just park your car at the airfield out there. Or you can take a taxi. So, big announcement for us. Other things. Okay, tomorrow. In fact, talking about the EDC, Economic Development Corporation, tomorrow we're going to have Tony Giovanella. Hopefully he's circling around here someplace. We'll have him in, or we'll have Todd Jones in, talking about not only the United States, the United Airlines signing the contract with us, but also what's going on at our business park out there. What happened to the business that, Panetta or Panetera, who had signed up to buy all of this out in our business park, and yet now has backed off a little bit. Now, from what I understand, that they have not canceled it. They've just delayed it because of all the business that they've had. So we'll have to see what that impact has on us out there, plus what other businesses are coming in. Thursday, of course, Clark & Clark, and then Friday, Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilwoman, who is running for re-election. We're going to have Francie in and discuss what's going on in the city, what she sees for coming up in the future, the problems we're having with homeless, the problems we're having with our law enforcement, the what are they doing to ensure that we have more, we're having safer ground around or safer distances around Reading so we don't get caught in the fire again. All those things that fall in unfunded liabilities, because Francie's been in there a couple terms. So it'll be interesting to see what her ideas are on Friday on what we can do to cut back on the unfunded liabilities and still manage to pay off our bills in this. Do we look at raising, what about the tax measure to raise the taxes, a sales tax, a half cent? Is she for that? And is it going to come back again? A lot of questions, and all of these questions you all can ask, too. You can answer also. Just remember that out there, we have people who are still displaced. There's still people out there that need help. The fire, you know, the immediate fire danger, unless you're north of Shasta Lake or maybe even Shasta Lake, has subsided to the point where we still have the smoke damage. We still have the smoke coming in. But all these things that can be done, all the fundraisers that are starting, getting life back on track, getting life back to where the businesses are going. If you haven't registered down at the FEMA office down there at the old Kmart, you still have till October 3rd to do that. They can still give out in the Small Business Administration. They've got up to $2 million if your business was destroyed. If your home was destroyed, the Small Business Administration can help you with $240,000 worth plus grants. And if you haven't, you say, well, you know, I don't know. And if you've got a business that may have suffered because of the fire, and we know a number of businesses out there have suffered because of the fire, you can also get a low interest loan for that. If it's personal for the homes, it's like a 1.7% interest, and if it's for businesses, I think it's 3.2. Again, ways of helping to recover from the Carr fire and the Hearst fire and now the Delta fire. So join us tomorrow when we have the Economic Development Corporation, and just remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.